I find myself in crowds, audiences, mobs. Just as often I am alone, in a field, house, car, on a beach, in a grammar school in the middle of the night. I fear finding myself in a prison cell, an elevator full of people, the middle of a highway. I appear from nowhere, naked. How can I explain? I have never been able to carry anything with me. No clothes, no money, no ID. I spend most of my sojourns acquiring clothing and trying to hide. Fortunately, I don't wear glasses. It's ironic, really. All my pleasures are homey ones. Armchair splendor, the sedate excitements of domesticity. All I ask for are humble delights. A mystery novel in bed, the smell of Claire's long red gold hair, damp from washing. A postcard from a friend on vacation. Cream dispersing into coffee. The softness of the skin under Claire's breasts. The symmetry of grocery bags sitting on the kitchen counter waiting to be unpacked. I love meandering through the stacks at the library after the patrons have gone home, lightly touching the spines of the books. These are the things that can pierce me with longing when I am displaced from them by time's whim. And Claire, always Claire. Claire in the morning, sleepy and crumple-faced. Claire with her arms plunging into the paper-making vat, pulling up the mold and shaking it so and so to meld the fibers. Claire reading, with her hair hanging over the back of the chair, massaging balm into her cracked red hands before bed. Claire's low voice is in my ear often. I hate to be where she is not. When she is not. And yet, I'm always going, and she cannot follow.